102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ coming at you. I mean, I don't know what you guys are up to this morning, but I had an interesting morning starting off shoveling, right? And this was after a late night because we had some fun last night. Let me tell you, what were we doing? We was out there at Marcus Majestic for the Mean Girls private early screening, and it did not disappoint. Listen, okay? Now, obviously, y'all know I'm not trying to gas nothing up more than I ever actually want to. This movie was good. I enjoyed it. I laughed. I definitely didn't cry. I questioned. I wondered. I was in awe. I was shocked. All good things, though, man. This one is an interesting movie as far as remake goes, too, because remakes happen far too often, and sometimes we don't even notice. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting there the whole time going, huh, oh, that's cute from the last movie. Oh, look at you making a little cameo with your bad self. Oh, yeah. We were at Marcus Majestic. The theater was packed out. Everybody was wearing pink because on Wednesdays we wear pink. And I don't care what day it is. Sometimes you just feel like wearing pink anyway, especially when you're reminiscent of it. So don't blame me if I got a little pink on today. It's just residuals from the night before, okay? I was watching Mean Girls, okay? And I got home with a little Mean Girl energy too. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is movie remakes. There's plenty. Like I just said, remakes happen all of the time, but whether you think it's better than the original, whether you don't, whether you think the remake is better than the original, I want to shout it out. I want to holler about it. You all have seen movies. I'm not calling y'all movie buffs, but come on now. If you haven't seen a movie, I'm questioning your behavior, okay? So that's what I want to discuss to start off the morning. It's nice, it's light. Since the weather isn't necessarily nice and light, we're going to have a nice and light conversation. 414-533-1037. I'm going to give you, you know, just a little quick recap of the night watching Mean Girls at Marcus Majestic for our private screening, and also give you the chance to shout out your remakes that you can think of, whether it's the Willy Wonka movie, whether it's Mean Girls, like we talked about just now. I don't know. What else has been? Oh, White Man Can't Jump. That got remade not that long ago with Jack Harlow. That buddy is hot right now. Let's talk movie remakes. 414-533-1037. Let's talk. Text next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Don't forget, coming up this morning, 7 o'clock hour, Charlie Barron's tickets. Yeah, gonna be at the Riverside Theater, hey, March 29th. Yeah, there. And you're winning those. Get a pair of tickets. You, a homie, you, a loved one, you, whoever, go see Charlie Barron's. A good old-fashioned tour, bringing it home right here to Milwaukee Riverside Theater. Coming up, let's call it an hour. You know what? Let's just call it an hour. But right now, we're talking about the Mean Girls and other movie remakes, because last night we were at Marcus Majestic, myself, some compatriots of the station, some fans, listeners, people that won tickets, and just, I mean, it was packed. I don't know who else was there. I feel like some people might have snuck in, you know what I'm saying? But everybody was wearing pink, so I didn't care. We had a great time. We had a private screening of the new Mean Girls movie. Tina Fey, Mr. Duval, everybody is back. Well, shouldn't say everybody, and I ain't giving no spoilers either, but it is a remake. So we talking remake movies, remake conversations. I brought up a few. Y'all know that new White Man Can't Jump with Jack Harlow. Yeah. Not the Wesley Snipes version, the Jack Harlow version. So let's talk movie remakes. We got somebody on the line that they said that there's a new remake coming out, but they don't even know how they feel about it. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm still getting a little bit of that Mean Girl energy out from last night. I ain't even gonna lie. I got home and my wife was like, I was just talking. I was amped. I didn't know what. And my wife looks at me and goes, did you bring a little bit of a Mean Girl home with you? And I went, oh, I might have. Oh. She said, where's your burn book? And I was like, oh, chill, man. Leave me alone, man. Leave me alone.
Now you brought it to the studio.
And now I brought it to the studio. So let me stop. Let me let you refresh. Right, what remake are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Descendants 4 remake.
The Descendants 4. And I explained that. What's Descendants 4?
So Descendants 4, they're going to make it animated because Carlos, I don't know who played Carlos, but he passed away. R.I.P.
R.I.P. for sure.
So it's going to be really weird without his voice.
Okay. And this is the fourth integration?
They're probably going to cast someone for him.
So it's a recast and a remake?
Yeah, and it's animated, so it's going to look really weird.
So that's now three strikes. You know how baseball goes. Three strikes and you are out. So
out.
You said remake, recast, and animated, which fans aren't necessarily... Ooh. Whoops. Yikes, Jade. Are you still going to watch it, though? You still going to watch it?
Yeah. I might not watch it as much as the other three, but
I knew it. Hey, but you're still going to watch it, and that's what's important, because a real fan, no matter what you think, is still going to at least check it out.
Yep.
That's good. That's funny. Well, Jade, have a great day. Have a great day at
school. You have a great day, too.
And enjoy the snow, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. If y'all don't know, Jade is our resident 10-year-old, probably soon to be 11. Sounds very mature, very advanced, very intelligent. We appreciate you, Jade. Be smart, and other kids, be like Jade. And if you're not, it's okay, too. I'm not putting that on nobody, man. High expectations. That kid is great. All right. Somebody else. Who else? Working on a theme song. Our guy. Now, he threw me for a loop with this one, said that they're making a remake of a movie. I actually remember watching back in the day. Ricky, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Where, papa? I mean, so you were saying they're remaking what?
It's not. I think they already made it. I think it's called How High. I think they made a part two, and it was ridiculous.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now I know. You're talking about the version they did with Lil Yachty, Mike Epps, D-Ray Davis, DC Young, all those guys, right?
Yeah, man. That's, that was the worst one ever.
Man, I remember that. I forgot they made a remake. I'm not clowning it. Listen, that's one where the original is definitely better than the remake. That's just personal opinion.
You are correct.
Personal opinion, Papito. I love it, though. Yo, thanks for calling and sharing. That's a great one.
Always, sir. Have a good day,
brother. Too, man. You too. Stay safe out here. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Ricky. Okay, last but definitely not least, I don't know what this man's even going to say. I rarely trust him on air, but we love him anyway. It's Tony and Racine. Good morning, fam. What's the word?
Yo, what up?
What's good? What's good, man? Now, you know I'm joking. I trust you, bro. I definitely trust you. You saving my back out here, bro. And if you don't know, you got to listen back on the Odyssey app, because right now we're talking movie remakes. What's yours, man?
Man, I'd have to say The West Side Story.
Bro, can I throw myself under the bus, bro? I've never seen West Side Story in its entirety. I've only ever seen bits and pieces, literally only bits and pieces. I'm sorry. And I know it's good. Everybody's like, what? What? That's a cult classic. What? It's like saying you've never seen Pulp Fiction. And I'm like, well, different, but well, okay.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
See, that's why I was meant to say that, because you were meant to say that. And now we're going to make a day to watch each movie. You feel me?
Man, I agree. Hey. I mean, West Side Story is a good one, man. You gotta really sit back and you're going to get involved.
Like, enjoy it.
I promise you, it's going to hit you.
You think so? Ooh, say less, because I say the same about Pulp Fiction. You, I promise you, it's one you got to sit back and just enjoy it. You heard it here first on air. Me and Tony going to have a movie date.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today's problem / hopeful solution comes from someone by the name of Bixby. And she wants to be held anonymous, so their name is Bixby. And this is what Miss Bixby said. Said, is this red flag or green light? What should I do? Said, hey, I've been divorced for a while, over a year. And I've met this man back in February. He himself is in the midst of a divorce also. Now, everything started off as really just friends. We would see each other around town and it was good. But in August is when things really started to change and get heavy. Here's my problem. Now, when I say this is the man of my dreams, I feel like this man is my soulmate. I've never met anybody like this. I'm almost 40, and he says he's never been anybody like this either. We're two peas in a pod. Recently, there was a situation that made him realize that he was putting me in a place in his heart that he wasn't quite ready for. He was open and communicated this with me and said he's not ready for a relationship, nor do I think that he is or that he should be ready. He's still going through a divorce. Now, though, I'm emotionally invested and he's emotionally guarded. His words. He had asked if I would be interested in continuing a physical relationship without feeling like I'm being taken advantage of. Now, I don't have a problem with physical relationships. If that's what I wanted, that's not in short supply. I don't just hook up with people I'm not in a relationship with. I have different morals for myself. I love me so much that that's not in my cards. I definitely don't want to lose him as a friend, though, at the very least, if that's what it comes to. Should I continue to be physical with him in hope hopes of him becoming emotionally available and less guarded one day soon? She says, or do I just not have any relationship at all and go find somebody who is emotionally available? Okay, there's a little bit of some layers because she said, when we are together, it's good. I mean, really good, but that's not something I need. I have invested my time and my feelings in him, and he's also put an effort into me. It takes a lot for me to trust someone, likewise for him, and to be vulnerable with somebody after our divorces. I feel like if this doesn't work out, I'm done and I will be by myself forever. Yeah, I'd like to be with someone, but I do not want to open up this much again and get hurt again. I know I sound dramatic, but I'm being 100% transparent there. I'm being 100% transparent. I will not do this to myself again. What should I do? Bixby. Well, Miss Bixby, you threw a few things at me, right? You said you found your soulmate. One. Two, they're still going through a separation with their partner. You're still arguably somewhat fresh out of your separation. Some time has passed and you guys are kind of back into the world a little bit, but I think you guys are both still feeling past relationships and now finding something a little bit better and hooking yourself to that, right? He's made an acknowledgement saying he's realizing he's putting you in a place that he's not ready to have you. I'm torn because does that mean he ever is going to be ready to have you into that place, right? Do you want to wait that long? Ooh, boy. Listen, 414-533-1037. Bixby says she's found her soulmate. They're both going through or have recently ended divorces. Almost 40, and I mean, two peds in a pod sounds nice, but are you willing to wait? If you say he's your soulmate, but he says he's emotionally guarded and unavailable at the time, what do you do? Do you continue to be physical with this man just in the hopes? Is it a red flag? Is it a green light? 414-533-1037. I can't give this advice alone. I gotta be honest. I'm torn. I want to tell you to run, but I also see why you want to stay. It's hard to find love these days. I want to talk together. 414-533-1037. We're going to help Miss Bixby out with your calls and texts next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Bixby's problem got the lines hot. I mean, burning. My fingers. Ouch. Too many calls. We're going to try to just get to them. You know what I'm saying? I might not even give my advice today for What Would DZ Do. That's how much people are on this one. So we just going to jump right into it. I got on the phone and this one said, listen, I got advice. So I said, say less. We're going on. Michelle. Good morning, Michelle in Hartford. How are we doing today?
I am fabulous, DZ. I love you, just so you know.
We love you back. Thank you so much. Thank you. But listen, it's not about love. Well, for Bixby, it is about love, actually. Let me stop. What do you say? Because you said you're going to want to hear this. What happened?
Oh, you're going to want to hear this. So I was married to the most amazing man in the entire world.
Okay.
I'm not going to cry. Not going to cry. And ended up getting divorced. He remarried, I remarried. We got back together. Take the time.
Really?
Do you. Make yourself the best version of you that you can.
Okay.
You cannot be happy with someone else unless you're happy with yourself.
Right. And I think Bixby says that. You know, Bixby says, like, I love me too much to do that. So you're saying don't. You're saying don't give none and just do you.
It doesn't mean you can't talk. Let's just say, you know, once a week, we're going to talk maybe twice a week. But you know what? Take the break. Be you for a little while, and then when you come together, you're going to be content. And not that they're not soulmates.
Sure.
Not that they're not over the other person.
Right.
Take a bit. Because you know what? It I hate to say it. Majority of the time, it doesn't work when you're rebound. And not that they're rebound, but they're the next person.
The very next person is what ends up being tough, too. Because no matter what, no matter how you frame it, that very next person is going to have to deal with the past person's trauma, aren't they?
And it's fresh. And it's fresh in their head.
And no matter who you are, what different you do, all of that might come out. Might. I'm not saying will, but might. Strong chance.
Because it's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh. And you know what? Be the best version of you first. And you know what? Take the time because it's going to be great. And I wish we would. Well, everybody's going to hear me on the radio. I'm sure I'm going to get touched.
No, stop it. I do.
My girlfriend's going to text me.
They're like, we heard you, girl. We heard you talking. No, yep. Hey, but I think you share valuable points. You got great insight. And I mean, you feel like you genuinely have a personal experience with something like this. So you saying take the time is valuable. If he's your soulmate, he's going to be that soulmate for arguably the rest of your soul. Don't worry about today. Let's focus on tomorrow. Ooh.
Yes, Michelle. Don't move in. It doesn't mean you don't talk to him. Talk to him.
Talk to
him. Be there. Maybe do dinner once every 2 weeks and just get that little giddiness, the butterflies.
Yep. Keep that kindergarten crush going.
Exactly. Except no ponytail pulling. No ponytail pulling.
There you go. No, hey, no ponytail pulling. Moral of the story for Michelle. No ponytail pulling. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for your advice. I hope Miss Bigsby listens. We'll talk to you later at some point.
Bye. Yes, sounds good.
Bye. Ooh, that is a way to start it right there. Let's keep on moving. We got Felicia in Franklin next. Good morning, Felicia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I mean, I feel like Michelle gave some good points.
Some great advice.
Obviously,
yeah.
Some insight from her own life. But what do you say? Do you have different advice? Do you kind of agree? What's going on?
If he wanted to, he would. That's like the thing I think of all the time, because okay. I've been in a relationship situationship with who I believe is my soulmate for 10 years. We are not together. We have a physical relationship maybe once a week when he's available, when it's good for his schedule.
And you mean current?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's not with seeing anyone. I am seeing people because I'm not going to sit around and wait for him.
Right.
And the relationship goes a lot deeper than that, obviously. But
of course,
if he wanted to be with me, he would be with me. We are the same age as Bigsby, and it's clearly not going anywhere. But I'm still sitting here kind of in limbo in my brain.
Waiting.
And I know it's never going to happen.
And I don't mean to offend him. Please don't take this any wrong way. You're kind of Bigsby right now going, well, dang. I mean, and you're Bigsby if she decides to wait it out, see what happens,
exactly.
But then also do her. I don't think that's a bad thing. You don't sound like you're regretting any of your decisions. It's just saying being conscious in the decisions you're making, right?
Yeah. And the thing about it is, though, like, I'm very similar to her. Exactly. Like, he's the one that put it out there. He doesn't want to be with me, but that hurts. And I'm sure that's hurting her.
100%.
And
right.
So like, my advice to her would be like, sure, continue what you need to do, but make sure your heart is safe and you're not feeling like upset and sick, because I do feel that a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
hitting a lot of points this morning. And she needs to move on, though. I really think she needs to move on. And like Michelle said, maybe he'll come back around. I don't think my guy's going to come back around,
but she needs
to move on if she wants to be happy. There's too much. Life is too short to just sit around and wait for somebody.
It's kind of like
this. I
need
to take my own advice.
Felicia, yes. And it's kind of like this. You can keep your fingers crossed doesn't mean you have to stand still.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. You know, don't stand still, but you know, you could go about your life and just always wonder. And maybe that wonder comes to fruition and maybe it doesn't, but at least you didn't stop living. Felicia, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you opening up and just making this such a real topic, because it's like, man, I'm going through this. Bigsby, stop it.
For 10 years. Don't do it for 10 years.
Bigsby, are you listening?
Yeah.
Hopefully you are. Felicia, thank you. We appreciate your call. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's keep it rolling. I think we got some great advice going. Next up, I'm already knowing they're going to give some great advice. We got Rainey in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rainey.
Hi.
How we doing today?
I'm good. I got Will here too with me.
Oh, we got Will. We got a double up situation. We got a Will and Rainey situation. We got the homies on the line. All right. So what do you guys both say to help Bigsby out? I mean, soulmate situation, wants to stay, doesn't know, the guy saying he's emotionally unavailable, but already kind of putting her in a place in his heart. Are you guys calling cap? Do you guys think this is just game? Is this maybe a real situation and she should wait? Where are you guys at?
I say completely red light. Like, they can be friends, but if he's not ready for something, then the physical part of it, it's got to stop, because he's not going to think of her for a relationship when he is ready because of it.
Oh, he's going to be locked into what they've already been doing and get used to it and go, why do we got to change anything?
Yeah, and I think deep down she knows that it's not something she wants to do. Otherwise, she wouldn't be questioning it so much.
Yeah.
And I think for her mental health and for her happiness, like, they can still be friends, but they can't continue. Because it sounds like she really wants a relationship, and she should not be doing the physical part if he's not there. And
I mean, then
it's just going to do more damage. If they're really soulmates, then when he is ready, then they will get together.
No matter what they're doing.
Be a couple.
Well, then then devil's advocate here in the situation, why do they even need to be friends? Maybe they just need to cut all communication and just let each other figure their lives out. If they are soulmates, something's going to bring them back together. together.
Could be, yeah. Oof. I mean, I think definitely she is going to do more damage to herself and just get hurt even worse if she continues just being physical with him.
You could say it again, but I don't think we got the time to re-explain it to Bigsby so much. Bigsby, I hope you were listening, please, and thank you. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ, good morning. I know some of y'all got caught off guard. Make sure that salt's ready, them shovels is ready. If you haven't looked outside, thank you for listening on the Odyssey app, because that clearly means you're not in your car. Appreciate you. But yeah, be ready for it. Listen, the weather's all right, but something that's going to make it a whole lot better, Charlie Baron's tickets. March 29th at the Riverside Theater, the good old-fashioned tour. He's coming home. Good old boy. Well, that sounded wrong. You know what I meant. Charlie Baron's, he's a homegrown local boy, and he's bringing that tour home. You're going to get them pair of tickets. Well, hopefully you. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, we got to get to Am I the Jerk? And today's Am I the Jerk, it involves a listener that wants to know if they're the jerk for going to get their package from the house next door. Sounds simple, but it's not. It gets complicated, and we're going to discuss it coming up next. Don't move.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's about to get interesting, and that is to say the absolute least. Jackie wrote in and asked if she's the jerk for going to get her package from her neighbor. Now, sentence easy. Context, not. Jackie said this: I got a notification that the package I had been waiting for was delivered, which was a little odd because I originally specified it had to be signed for. The thing is, I didn't just want it left to chance, it getting left outside or possibly lost. It was a gift for the holidays. Honestly, I assumed that the delivery driver had just signed for it himself and left it outside again. But when I went out to go check for my package at my door, no package. I looked at my delivery confirmation and it showed that it had been delivered to my neighbor, not me. So I go back out to get my package from my neighbor's door, but there's still no package. I knock and there's no answer. I come back about an hour later, knock again, still no answer. Mind you, I know they're home because I can see their car in the driveway. After about another hour, I had had enough. I went back across to their door and began to knock and ring on the doorbell, this time not leaving until they came to the door and gave me my package. They apologized, said they didn't realize they had got my delivery by mistake. That I didn't really care about. What annoyed me was that I had to repeatedly knock to the point of being annoying to get my stuff. My fiance says it was a jerk move to knock repeatedly until they answered instead of being patient for them to realize and bring it over after I told him when he came home. Jackie says, I obviously disagree. So we want to settle this moral dilemma. Help us out. Thanks, Jackie. Well, Jackie. All right. So you didn't execute the level of patience that your partner was probably hoping for. You didn't execute the level of patience that I know your neighbor was probably hoping for. There's so much unknown here, right? We don't know what the neighbor was doing. Maybe their doorbell is broken. Maybe they were in an area of the house that they can't hear when somebody knocks. Maybe they were asleep. Maybe they were busy. They could have been working, right? And in my brain, initially, I'm leaning towards jerk. But on the same, it's your package. You knocked once, no answer. You came back again, no answer. You kind of came to the door three times. That rule of three is strong with me. So on that third time, I also might have gone a little overboard and maybe been like, hey, I need that package. Especially if you that's the last thing you're waiting to wrap up. You said it was a gift. I see why you didn't execute the level of patience that probably probably everybody is thinking you should have executed. It's your package. And how often do things get lost? Do things get messed up? Do things get just whatever? And then you're mad. And if, I mean, it's not about the money, but that's money spent and money wasted at the same time. Oh, goodness gracious. This is a moral dilemma. You can always send those moral dilemmas. Don't forget to amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Submit yours. Right now, we're trying to help. Jackie says she repeatedly knocked on the door to get the package from her neighbor. She wasn't annoyed that it got delivered to her neighbor. That's whatever. What annoyed her was that she had to repeatedly knock. She made it seem like the neighbor was trying to keep the package, and I don't know if that was the case. They said they apologized. They didn't know it was coming to them, and they probably get packages all the time. I'm torn. You know what? I'm leaning towards jerk. I am leaning towards jerk just because none of this matters enough for you to have gone out of your way. Now, I don't know what was in the box. Maybe it was time sensitive and you needed it. You know what? I don't actually have to decide this. I'm leaning one way, but that doesn't mean you lean the same way. Let's lean on our own. We can call. We can text. 414-533-1037. Is Jackie the jerk for going to get the package from her from the house next door? It got delivered to the wrong house, and she knocked until they finally came outside and gave her the package. She doesn't feel like she should have had to knock that much because they were home. Is she the jerk for being the annoying neighbor and knocking until they finally came to the door and gave her her package? 414-533-1037. We're going to get through this moral dilemma next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's just wow. I think it's tough, personally, just because it is a moral dilemma. You know, a lack of patience, if you will. Jackie wrote in and said, am I the jerk for going to get my package from the house next door? She said she got a notification, said the package was delivered. She wanted it signed. It said it had been signed for, but it wasn't at her door. It wasn't at her house. It said it got delivered to the neighbors. She went to the neighbors once, no answer. Twice, no answer. On the third time she went to the neighbors, she did not stop knocking, ringing, whatever, until they heard her and gave her her package. She stood on business. Basically, it's just, I don't know if it was the right business to stand on personally. I'm leaning towards jerk. I am. It's just, why? It doesn't matter that much. But I don't get to decide none of this. Y'all do. This is why it's Am I the Jerk? And you guys love this segment. So let's just jump right into it. First up, we got Susanna calling in Franklin. Says she's trying to get her theme song. She got in last week. We just going to restart you. Today is the start of day one, Susanna. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Talk to us. Help Jackie out. Do you think she's the jerk or not the jerk for going to get her package next door?
I would say she's not the jerk. I feel like that's on the neighbors. Like, how do you receive a package and look at the name and realize it's not yours?
What if you didn't look at the name? What if you just, they knocked or the delivery driver did sign for it? We don't know who signed. I'm thinking delivery driver did sign. Boom, boom, boom. Gave them the package, whatever. And then the neighbor went inside, put it down, and kept about their day. Didn't think about it. Didn't worry about it. Went, oh, one of the many packages I'm probably getting and receiving right now around the holidays, right? And then now you got an impatient neighbor banging on your door, and you're going, what is going on right now? Whoa, I was trying to take a shower, bro. Whoa. Yeah, I take 3-hour showers.
Yeah. 3 hours is a little extreme. Still saying not the jerk. I feel like personally, who gets packages all the time like I do,
yeah.
My boyfriend yells at me all the time because Amazon's coming like every single day.
They know you, but you're familiar?
Yeah, but I mean, I check the name all the time because I get random packages too, and I just go and drop it off where it belongs. I feel like that's the right thing to do. I don't know.
I hear you.
I feel like you should always check before getting random packages, especially if you have to sign for it. That means something valuable is in it. You
right.
Know?
Yeah, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. Okay, sure. Susanna, so you kick it off and you say, no, not the jerk. She wanted to get her package. That's all.
Correct. Yep.
All right. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Whew. Oh, all right. Let's keep it pushing. Next up on the line, we got Alejandro calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Alejandro. How we doing, my guy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Chilling, G. We're trying to figure it out. Is Jackie the jerk for knocking repeatedly, being that annoying neighbor for the after three times knocking? Like, I'd be annoyed if I was her neighbor, straight up. But I don't get to answer. You do. What do you say? Jerk or not the jerk?
Jackie is not the jerk.
Because
at the end of the day, it is her package. And even though she went back 2-3 times, I don't feel like they were that busy to where nobody could have answered the door. Because they could have been doing something, but there could have been anybody else in the house. You feel me? So I don't think I don't think, you know, I mean, and they did apologize, so you give them that one, but I don't feel like she's the jerk.
Right. Okay, so you're saying, like, we don't know the structure of the house. There could have been five other people home, and somebody could have got the door. For all we know, it's not just one person.
Right.
There is layers. You got to think about it like that. Okay, Alejandro, I see where you're coming from. Appreciate it. You say not the jerk, too.
I do.
All right. We're going to keep it pushing. See if it ends up being a sweep today. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Later. Two for two. I mean, if you count mine, we're technically, you know, one for two. But last deciding factor. And then, you know what? Maybe we'll see if anybody on the line says jerk. But first, I want to get to this person right here. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk to Brittany. Good morning, Brittany. How we doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So you said you got some personal experience with this?
A couple, but I won't, like, tell you all of them. Three, to be specific. I was pregnant with my daughter, and my downstairs neighbor at the time took my whole package that was shipped with baby clothes to me and kept it for months until I pulled in one day and I saw my package in the garbage.
What?
I was like, are you kidding me? So I actually did go downstairs and bang on the door until they opened it and demanded answers.
Months.
Months later.
I mean, the baby clothes don't fit no more. It's been months.
No, they barely, yeah, it was a gift from my aunt. It was so sad.
Oh, that's bad.
Like last year, my next door neighbor, they moved and they had a wine subscription to this wine place in town.
Yum, yeah.
And we were friends, so they messaged me and was like, hey, the next door neighbor, it shows they signed for our wine box, but they haven't contacted us about it at all or anything. Mm. Can you go next door and see if they have it?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
And it was open, yes. I bet.
And they didn't plan on giving it to the right person. So,
I mean, they were planning on keeping that. You kidding me? You get a delivery of wine?
It was brought to my house, so it's mine.
Right.
I don't know, that's wrong.
Not my mistake, not my problem. You either got to come get it or it's my property now.
Yeah. I'm showing up at your house and I'm asking for my stuff.
So you sweep, brought the broom, says no, she's not the jerk. That is her property.
Absolutely. Now you can do it in a nice way.
Right. And I don't think she went over there crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like they apologized, whatever. She was just more saying, I'm annoyed that I had to do that so much. I shouldn't have had to do that. And I guess I see where she's coming from.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Brittany, appreciate it. Honestly, with your points, it's hard for me to disagree. Today, Jackie's not the jerk. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, DZ.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Well, that works that out. Now, let's work out the next thing we got to work out, and that's these Charlie Barron's tickets. It's that time for you to call, right? Meow. Yes, meow. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see Charlie Barron's at the Riverside Theater March 29th. Caller 30, I'm looking for you. 414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Somebody is walking away, running away, driving away, whatever it may be away, but you're getting these Charlie Barron's tickets. Riverside Theater, the good old-fashioned tour, March 29th. A pair of tickets coming to somebody right now. I mean, let's see who's on the line. Carly, is this you?
Yep.
Good morning. So you said you were trying to win these Charlie Barron's tickets?
Yes, sir.
And you said, oh, yes, sir. The formalities even said, I asked, I was like, were you calling for Charlie Barron's tickets? She said, oh, yes, please. I was like, oh, look at you with the niceness. We were raised the right way, and just because of that, because you said please, we're sending you to go see Charlie Barron's.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, have you been able to see Charlie Barron's live before?
No, I haven't, but my husband loves him, so I was trying to win him for him.
Ooh, look at you trying and succeeded. Now, I don't even need to ask who you're going with because it's a date night.
Yep.
All right. Well, hold on. I got to get a little bit more information from you to get you these tickets, but you are our winner. March 29th, Riverside Theater. Don't plan nothing because you're busy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hold on. You could have been like Carly, but you just didn't have the rhythm. Maybe tomorrow, another chance, same time, same place. KISS FM, you know who it is.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ooh-wee. See, a lot of people felt like there was too good to be true. And a lot of people just felt like there was no way it was true. And maybe y'all were right. So a few days ago, Lil Nas X, if y'all follow him at all, y'all saw that he posted that he seemingly had been accepted to Liberty University. Yeah. And if you don't know what Liberty University is, Liberty University is a Christian faith-based private school. He posted an acceptance letter, and it says, "Dear Montero Hill," addressed him by his full legal name. It says, "Congratulations, you've been officially accepted to Liberty University for the fall 2024 with dual concentration in Christian leadership and biblical studies," right? And signed by everything by Jerry Falwell, the president. Didn't take too long for the internet to do some Googles, do some research, and come to the conclusion that this was cap. They said, nah, Lil Nas X. He had claimed that he was going and posted the picture of the screenshot of his acceptance, quote unquote, and he captioned it this: "I know some of y'all hate me right now, but I want y'all to know I'm literally about to go to college for biblical studies in the fall. Not everything is a troll. Anyway, I'm a student again. Let's go." Well, he was trolling, because he's not a student. Matter of fact, somebody, a representative, a spokesperson, if you will, from Liberty University out here came up and said, "We can definitely confirm that Liberty University did not issue Mr. Hill an acceptance letter, not the one he posted yesterday on social media or any other. We have no record of Montero Hill even applying to the university. Liberty University exists to glorify God by equipping men and women in higher education in fidelity to the Christian faith expressed through the Holy Scriptures." He said, "We continue to pray for America and for the gospel of JC, Jesus Christ, to be proclaimed across the land. We welcome all to apply to join us at Liberty University," saying, hey, he didn't make it in. He didn't actually apply. But if he actually wants to, cap, capity to cap, he can go ahead and apply still if he really want to be about that life. But it's seeming to be a lie, y'all. Everybody kind of fell for it, too. And it's because he's dropping a new music video for new music that he's releasing Friday. He dropped snippets. Some of y'all seen the J. Christ music video teaser. He said the video drops Friday, shows a bunch of different edits. My best guess is that my man's is out here just doing marketing and doing marketing the best way possible. And that's through craziness. Y'all really thought this man was about to go to college after all the success he's had, let alone a biblical college after all of the success he's had with... Do I got to explain myself any further? Come on, G. Don't play with him. And don't play with me. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. We are live from the Ali and DZ studios up in here. And y'all, it's been a year. It has been an entire year. And no, I'm not talking about me and Ali being on air together. That anniversary came and went. What I'm talking about is this year of something I've been doing. And I got to be honest, I'm kind of proud of myself, but also disappointed at the same time. I don't know how that's possible, because I feel like my level of commitment to this was great, but the outcome that it produced was meh. So I just don't know what to do with it now. I'm sitting here with this thing, and I need some help. So coming up next, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I need your help deciding what to do with this. I've been painstakingly going through it, and now it's a year past the moment I started and said I was going to do something with it. I just don't know what to do with it. So coming up next, I'm going to tell you what it is. Matter of fact, we just going to count it out together. You might have just got a clue as to what. If you don't know, I'll tell you next. It's KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Now, I teased it real quick, just, you know, quick holler about what I was talking about. And I don't know what to do with it. I'm at a loss, because it's definitely a come up. Like, no matter what, how this shapes out, it is a come up. So what am I talking about? Now, y'all know I've started, you know, collecting something. A year ago, when I first came back onto this show with Ali to do mornings, we started talking, and I went, man, finding change on the ground, finding money. Started talking about finding funds. And then I went, man, I wonder how much money you could collect, like not your money. Because people drop money all the time, whether it's coins or leave change or a penny falls out, and a penny saved is a penny earned, right? So I started to save pennies, but with one stipulation. I'm not saving, or I hadn't been saving, any change from money spent. Only money that I find. Not my dollars, somebody else's coins. If you drop a quarter on the ground and you don't pick it up, guess who will? I will. Who got two thumbs and was trying to collect as much change that wasn't him as possible? This guy. So I went through and I'm sure I missed probably a couple dollars on the ground not paying attention, but when I was conscious, I would pick up everything. Penny, didn't care. If it was dirty, I cleaned it. A quarter, for sure. But everything change-wise that I found on the ground, I was looking for money that wasn't mine, and I went throughout the year and I told Allie, I'm going to see what to do with this. I'm going to collect up this change, see how much money I get, and then we'll discuss. The time has come. It's a year since I started collecting somebody else's change, anybody else's change, really, and now I've totaled it out, and it's lackluster. I'm not even going to sit here and make y'all wait for me to count this change out to you guys. I'm going to tell you just the total. I collected in one calendar year $5.65 of not my money. What I mean by that, $5.65 that I collected in this cup over the last year is money that I found on the ground, is money that just came out of a different change jar that was like, oh, somebody left their change last time. That's free change now. My change. I didn't spend any of this money. So this $5.65 is technically all surplus. So let me go ahead and put my coins in my piggy bank because I'm rich. But so with this newfound richness, I am torn. I don't know what I should do with this money. It's $5.65. I'm not going to laugh at it. Obviously, it's $5. But come on now. As a kid, I'd love to get $5 out of nowhere. But I was talking about donating it. I was talking about going and doing something, buying something for the station. Now I don't know what to do. I feel like, do I just keep collecting it, add it up, and add it to next year's total? I don't know. I want to open it up. If you got a suggestion, if you're going, oh, I know exactly what to do with that $5.65, go ahead and call 414-533-1037. I will take any and all suggestions on what to do with my newfound riches. Next. Y'all are funny, man. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Oh, I don't even know where to start with y'all. Y'all, I don't know if y'all taking me seriously. Because I asked, what do I do with my newfound riches? I've collected $5.65 throughout the year of not my money. What I mean is change that I found on the ground, change that it has been left at the store. Any change, any money, could be dollars. I just haven't found any actual bills this year. But any money that wasn't mine, I picked it up, I collected it, and I amounted $5.65. Sure, I might have missed a quarter or two here and there, but I wasn't paying attention. If I saw it, I picked it up. I didn't care where I was or who saw me, who thought what. I was on a mission, and $5.65 was clearly the outcome of that mission. But I asked what to do with it, and you guys are goofy. 414-533-1037 is the number. A couple of texts say, one in particular went, buy a scratch-off. You at least have the chance to double your monies. And they're not wrong. I mean, at least have the chance to either make my money back or double it. But let's get to the phones. We got somebody on day three trucking towards that theme song. Miko, Papa, good morning.
Good morning, Papito. How are we?
Hey, I'm $5.65 richer, my G. What should I do with this money?
This is going to sound crazy, and this is going to sound, you know, whatever, but there's a little app out there called Acorn.
Oh, yeah. It's like an investment app, right?
Exactly.
Huh.
Stick the money in there.
Hmm.
And every single time, $5 here, $10 there, you know, in a matter of, let's say, 5 years, you may have $25, $30. Or because if it's in there, that little $25, $30 might become $45, $50. So it's not money you had, not money you know about. Just let it sit there and do its thing.
Right. And honestly, just kind of keep doing what I'm doing, but put it into an investment rather than just collecting change, and then take the change and just keep investing. It. Oh.
Yeah, and it sounds stupid, but, you know, somebody's got like two little babies. And,
right.
You know, in 30 years, those two little babies, that money, yeah, you know, it might be a grand.
That adds up, though. Listen,
exactly. So
it'll come in handy for something. I know that's right. Okay,
yeah.
Miko, powerful suggestion. I appreciate it, man. And congratulations. Day three, we're going to holler at you tomorrow for day four, all right?
Absolutely, all right. Bud. Talk to you later.
Later, brother. Later. Peace. Ooh, invested. That's a good one. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. Let's see what else, what other suggestions. We got this one, a ball of fire. You know who they are. They called 5 days in a row. Miko's day three. Amanda's on like day 300, maybe more. She's got her theme song. It's Amanda and Receive. Good morning, Amanda.
Turn up the volume. Right? It's like day 500, it feels like.
5,000, maybe.
How many times I call in?
No, you are one of the coveted regulars. You got your own theme song. You earned it. You earned it. So you call when you want, as long as you can get in. But right now, you got in and you get to decide, or help me decide what to do with this money. I got riches. I'm flush for cash right now.
You actually did pretty good, by the way. That's got to be hard to find, like, pennies and get $5. So kudos to you, first of all.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Gas me up. All right, but now, what do you think I should do with it?
So I was going to say get that McDonald's adult Happy Meal, but I don't think you can afford it, unfortunately. You might have to go with the kids one.
I got to get the kid. And even that, who knows if I can afford that one. Goodness.
Right, exactly. So, you might have to go find some more change.
I might got to collect for another year for that. I don't know if I'm that rich, Amanda.
Right. See,
you're saying buy a snack, really.
Yeah, just buy a meal.
Buy something to eat. Enjoy it.
Treat yourself out.
Treat myself with somebody else's money. I like that.
Exactly.
I like that, Amanda. All right, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. He said, you might not be able to afford the adult kids meal, but you can get the kids meal. Maybe? I don't know. Maybe, just maybe. But maybe somebody else got a suggestion on what else to do. Let's keep it moving. We got Ashley calling from Kenosha. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How you doing? What should I do with this money?
Good.
And don't say give it to you, because I'm broke. I need it.
Ooh, that's a good idea. No, I'm going to say go to like a Five Below store, and they always have like little crafts, like you can like paint rocks, or you could paint like, I don't know, little window cling things, like make some crafts with your kids and give them out to like family members, or bring them to like a nursing home or something. I don't know. Just spread the love.
Spread the love. Ashley, you had me at Five Below. Honestly, I got Five Above, so I got more than $5. I could walk into that store and cash out.
Yes, you gotta think of tax.
Well, that's what the 65 cents is for. Yes, that better cover exactly. The tax. If 65 cents don't cover it, I can't buy it. I can't afford it.
Exactly, yeah.
I like it. Ashley said, go to Five Below and keep spreading the love. I enjoy your suggestion. Appreciate your call, Ashley.
Thank you. Yeah, and today is day two.
Today is day two for me.
Oh. Well, I called on Monday. I couldn't get through on Tuesday and or Wednesday. So today's Thursday, so let's say no. That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. We're back to day one. But you know what? You get an honorary 1.5. Tomorrow's day two. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll talk
to you tomorrow. Bye, Ashley. All right. Cool. And then I thought I had talked to this last person a couple times, but they straight called Cap and said, nope, this is my first time calling. So they definitely ain't on day nothing. It's day one. Rita, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, you hear me talking. I am rich. I am arguably a rich man. $5.65 of not my money. I consider that a win, but I'm torn as to what to do with it. You got an idea for me?
It is a win. First of all, you should see if you have any old coins in there or some coins that's worth some money, because you know they've been cutting up. And they have these 1969 quarters, these pennies that's worth a lot of money. So I would look and see if they're old coins so you can cash in that way.
Ooh.
Another way is you just have that brand new baby boy.
True.
So save it.
So you think maybe just put it in a little piggy bank for the youngins?
Yes.
But first,
unless you find some old coins that you can get some money on.
I like that. I hadn't thought about that. Let me retake this change out. Hold on, Rita. You just re-inspired me. I might be more than $5.65 richer, okay?
Right.
Appreciate that suggestion.
Gotta look at the date.
I gotta recount my change, Rita. I gotta let you go. Appreciate you. Hopefully we talk to you tomorrow, maybe for day two, okay?
All right, thank you.
Let's get everybody a theme song. In the meantime, let me go ahead and count my millions. 103.7 KISS FM, good morning. Ali and DZ coming at you. I mean, I don't know what you guys are up to this morning, but I had an interesting morning starting off shoveling, right? And this was after a late night because we had some fun last night. Let me tell you, what were we doing? We was out there at Marcus Majestic for the Mean Girls private early screening, and it did not disappoint. Listen, okay? Now, obviously, y'all know I'm not trying to gas nothing up more than I ever actually want to. This movie was good. I enjoyed it. I laughed. I definitely didn't cry. I questioned. I wondered. I was in awe. I was shocked. All good things, though, man. This one is an interesting movie as far as remake goes, too, because remakes happen far too often, and sometimes we don't even notice. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting there the whole time going, huh, oh, that's cute from the last movie. Oh, look at you making a little cameo with your bad self. Oh, yeah. We were at Marcus Majestic. The theater was packed out. Everybody was wearing pink because on Wednesdays we wear pink. And I don't care what day it is. Sometimes you just feel like wearing pink anyway, especially when you're reminiscent of it. So don't blame me if I got a little pink on today. It's just residuals from the night before, okay? I was watching Mean Girls, okay? And I got home with a little Mean Girl energy too. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is movie remakes. There's plenty. Like I just said, remakes happen all of the time, but whether you think it's better than the original, whether you don't, whether you think the remake is better than the original, I want to shout it out. I want to holler about it. You all have seen movies. I'm not calling y'all movie buffs, but come on now. If you haven't seen a movie, I'm questioning your behavior, okay? So that's what I want to discuss to start off the morning. It's nice, it's light. Since the weather isn't necessarily nice and light, we're going to have a nice and light conversation. 414-533-1037. I'm going to give you, you know, just a little quick recap of the night watching Mean Girls at Marcus Majestic for our private screening, and also give you the chance to shout out your remakes that you can think of, whether it's the Willy Wonka movie, whether it's Mean Girls, like we talked about just now. I don't know. What else has been? Oh, White Man Can't Jump. That got remade not that long ago with Jack Harlow. That buddy is hot right now. Let's talk movie remakes. 414-533-1037. Let's talk. Text next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Don't forget, coming up this morning, 7 o'clock hour, Charlie Barron's tickets. Yeah, gonna be at the Riverside Theater, hey, March 29th. Yeah, there. And you're winning those. Get a pair of tickets. You, a homie, you, a loved one, you, whoever. Go see Charlie Barron's, a good old-fashioned tour, bringing it home right here to Milwaukee Riverside Theater. Coming up, let's call it an hour. You know what? Let's just call it an hour. But right now, we're talking about the Mean Girls and other movie remakes, because last night we were at Marcus Majestic, myself, some compatriots of the station, some fans, listeners, people that won tickets, and just, I mean, it was packed. I don't know who else was there. I feel like some people might have snuck in. You know what I'm saying? But everybody was wearing pink, so I didn't care. We had a great time. We had a private screening of the new Mean Girls movie. Tina Fey, Mr. Duval, everybody is back. Well, shouldn't say everybody, and I ain't giving no spoilers either, but it is a remake. So we talking remake movies, remake conversations. I brought up a few. Y'all know that new White Man Can't Jump with Jack Harlow. Yeah. Not the Wesley Snipes version, the Jack Harlow version. So let's talk movie remakes. We got somebody on the line that they said that there's a new remake coming out, but they don't even know how they feel about it. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm still getting a little bit of that Mean Girl energy out from last night. I ain't even gonna lie. I got home and my wife was like, I was just talking. I was amped. I didn't know what. And my wife looks at me and goes, did you bring a little bit of a Mean Girl home with you? And I went, oh, I might have. Oh, she said, where's your burn book? And I was like, oh, chill, man. Leave me alone, man. Leave me alone.
Now you brought it to the studio.
And now I brought it to the studio. So let me stop. Let me let you refresh. Right, what remake are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Descendants 4 remake.
The Descendants 4. And I explain that. What's Descendants 4?
So Descendants 4, they're going to make it animated because Carlos, I don't know who played Carlos, but he passed away. R.I.P.
R.I.P. for sure.
So it's going to be really weird without his voice.
Okay. And this is the fourth integration?
They're probably going to cast someone for him.
So it's a recast and a remake?
Yeah, and it's animated, so it's going to look really weird.
So that's now three strikes. You know how baseball goes. Three strikes and you are out. So you said remake, recast, and animated, which fans aren't necessarily... Ooh, whoops. Yikes, Jade. Are you still going to watch it, though? You still going to watch it?
Yeah. I might not watch it as much as the other three, but
I knew it. Hey, but you're still gonna watch it, and that's what's important, because a real fan, no matter what you think, is still gonna at least check it out.
Yep.
That's good. That's funny. Well, Jade, have a great day. Have a great day at
you
school.
You have a great day, too.
And enjoy the snow, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. If y'all don't know, Jade is our resident 10-year-old, probably soon to be 11. Sounds very mature, very advanced, very intelligent. We appreciate you, Jade. Be smart, and other kids be like Jade. And if you're not, it's okay, too. I'm not putting that on nobody, man. High expectations. That kid is great. All right. Somebody else. Who else? Working on a theme song. Our guy. Now, he threw me for a loop with this one, said that they're making a remake of a movie I actually remember watching back in the day. Ricky, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Where, papa? So you were saying they're remaking what?
I think they already made it. I think it's called How High. I think they made a part two, and it was ridiculous.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now I know. You're talking about the version they did with Lil Yachty, Mike Epps, D-Ray Davis, DC Young, all those guys, right?
Yeah, man. That's, that was the worst one ever.
Man, I remember that. I forgot they made a remake. I'm not clowning it. Listen, that's one where the original is definitely better than the remake. That's just personal opinion.
Correct.
Personal opinion, Papito. I love it, though. Yo, thanks for calling and sharing. That's a great one.
Always, sir. Have a good day,
you
brother.
Too, man. You too. Stay safe out here. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Ricky. Okay, last but definitely not least, I don't know what this man's even going to say. I rarely trust him on air, but we love him anyway. It's Tony and Racine. Good morning, fam. What's the word?
Yo, what up?
What's good? Was good, man. Now, you know I'm joking. I trust you, bro. I definitely trust you. You saving my back out here, bro. And if you don't know, you got to listen back on the Odyssey app, because right now we're talking movie remakes. What's yours, man?
Man, I'd have to say The West Side Story.
Oh, bro. Can I throw myself under the bus, bro? I've never seen West Side Story in its entirety. I've only ever seen bits and pieces. Literally only bits and pieces. Man. I'm sorry. And I know it's good. Everybody's like, what? What? That's a cult classic. What? It's like saying you've never seen Pulp Fiction. And I'm like, well, different, but well, okay.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh, well, see, that's why I was meant to say that, because you were meant to say that. And now we're going to make a day to watch each movie. You feel me?
Man, I agree. Hey. I mean, West Side Story is a good one, man. You gotta really sit back and you're going to get involved. Like,
enjoy it.
I promise you, it's going to hit you.
You think so? Ooh, say less, because I say the same about Pulp Fiction. You, I promise you, it's one you got to sit back and just enjoy it. You heard it here first on air. Me and Tony gonna have a movie date.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today's problem / hopeful solution comes from someone by the name of Bixby. And she wants to be held anonymous, so their name is Bixby. And this is what Miss Bixby said. Said, is this red flag or green light? What should I do? Said, hey, I've been divorced for a while, over a year. And I've met this man back in February. He himself is in the midst of a divorce also. Now, everything started off as really just friends. We would see each other around town and it was good. But in August is when things really started to change and get heavy. Here's my problem. Now, when I say this is the man of my dreams, I feel like this man is my soulmate. I've never met anybody like this. I'm almost 40, and he says he's never been anybody like this either. We're two peas in a pod. Recently, there was a situation that made him realize that he was putting me in a place in his heart that he wasn't quite ready for. He was open and communicated this with me and said he's not ready for a relationship, nor do I think that he is or that he should be ready. He's still going through a divorce. Now, though, I'm emotionally invested and he's emotionally guarded. His words. He had asked if I would be interested in continuing a physical relationship without feeling like I'm being taken advantage of. Now, I don't have a problem with physical relationships. If that's what I wanted, that's not in short supply. I don't just hook up with people I'm not in a relationship with. I have different morals for myself. I love me so much that that's not in my cards. I definitely don't want to lose him as a friend, though, at the very least, if that's what it comes to. Should I continue to be physical with him in hopes of him becoming emotionally available and less guarded one day soon? Woo. She says, or do I just not have any relationship at all and go find somebody who is emotionally available? Okay, there's a little bit of some layers, because she said, when we are together, it's good. I mean, really good, but that's not something I need. I have invested my time and my feelings in him, and he's also put an effort into me. It takes a lot for me to trust someone, likewise for him, and to be vulnerable comfortable with somebody after our divorces. I feel like if this doesn't work out, I'm done and I will be by myself forever. Yeah, I'd like to be with someone, but I do not want to open up this much again and get hurt again. I know I sound dramatic, but I'm being 100% transparent there. Or, she said, I'm being 100% transparent. I will not do this to myself again. What should I do? Bixby. Well, Miss Bixby, you threw a few things at me, right? You said you found your soulmate. One. Two, they're still going through a separation with their partner. You're still arguably somewhat fresh out of your separation. Some time has passed and you guys are kind of back into the world a little bit, but I think you guys are both still feeling past relationships and now finding something a little bit better and hooking yourself to that, right? He's made an acknowledgement saying he's realizing he's putting you in a place that he's not ready to have you. I'm torn, because does that mean he ever is going to be ready to have you into that place, right? Do you want to wait that long? Ooh, boy. Listen, 414-533-1037. Bixby says she's found her soulmate. They're both going through or have recently ended divorces. Almost 40, and I mean, two peds in a pod sounds nice, but are you willing to wait? If you say he's your soulmate, but he says he's emotionally guarded and unavailable at the time, what do you do? Do you continue to be physical with this man just in the hopes? Is it a red flag? Is it a green light? 414-533-1037. I can't give this advice alone. I gotta be honest. I'm torn. I want to tell you to run, but I also see why you want to stay. It's hard to find love these days. I want to talk together. 414-533-1037. We're gonna help Miss Bixby out with your calls and texts next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Bixby's problem got the lines hot. I mean, burning my fingers. Ouch. Too many calls. We're going to try to just get to them. You know what I'm saying? I might not even give my advice today for What Would DZ Do. That's how much people are on this one. So we just going to jump right into it. I got on the phone and this one said, listen, I got advice. So I said, say less. We're going on. Michelle. Good morning, Michelle in Hartford. How we doing today?
I am fabulous, DZ. I love you, just so you know.
We love you back. Thank you so much. Thank you. But listen, it's not about love. Well, for Bixby, it is about love, actually. Let me stop. What do you say? Because you said you're going to want to hear this. What happened?
Oh, you're going to want to hear this. So I was married to the most amazing man in the entire world.
Okay.
I'm not going to cry. Not going to cry. And ended up getting divorced. He remarried, I remarried. We got back together. Take the time.
Really?
Do you. Make yourself the best version of you that you can.
Okay.
You cannot be happy with someone else unless you're happy with yourself.
Right. And I think Bixby says that. You know, Bixby says, like, I love me too much to do that. So you're saying don't. You're saying don't give none and just do you.
It doesn't mean you can't talk. Let's just say, you know, once a week, we're going to talk maybe twice a week. But you know what? Take the break.
Mm.
Be you for a little while, and then when you come together, you're going to be content. And not that they're not soulmates.
Sure.
Not that they're not over the other person.
Right.
Take a bit. Because you know what? It I hate to say it, majority of the time it doesn't work when you rebound. And not that they're rebound, but they're the next person.
Right. And the very next person is what ends up being tough, too. Because no matter what, no matter how you frame it, that very next person is going to have to deal with the past person's trauma, aren't they?
And it's fresh. And it's fresh in their head.
And no matter who you are, what different you do, all of that might come out. Might. I'm not saying will, but might. Strong chance.
Because it's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh. And you know what? Be the best version of you first. And you know what? Take the time, because it's going to be great. And I wish we would have. Well, everybody's going to hear me on the radio. I'm sure I'm going to get touched.
No, stop it.
I do. No, I do. My girlfriend doesn't touch me.
They're like, we heard you, girl. We heard you talking. No, hey, but I think you share valuable points. You got great insight. And I mean, you feel like you genuinely have a personal experience with something like this. So you saying,
oh my God,
take the time is valuable. If he's your soulmate, he's going to be that soulmate for arguably the rest of your soul. Don't worry about today. Let's focus on tomorrow. Ooh.
Yes. Michelle. Move in. It doesn't mean you don't talk to him. Talk to him.
Talk to
him. Be there. Maybe do dinner once every 2 weeks and just get that little giddiness, the butterflies.
Yep. Keep that kindergarten crush going.
Exactly. Except no ponytail pulling. No ponytail pulling.
There you go. No ponytail pulling. Moral of the story for Michelle. No ponytail pulling. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for your advice. I hope Miss Bigsby listens. We'll talk to you later at some point.
Bye. Yeah, sounds good.
Bye. Ooh, that is a way to start it right there. Let's keep on moving. We got Felicia in Franklin next. Good morning, Felicia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I mean, I feel like Michelle gave some good points.
That was great advice.
Obviously, yeah. Some insight from her own life. But what do you say? Do you have different advice? Do you kind of agree? What's going on?
If he wanted to, he would. That's like the thing I think of all the time, because I've been in a relationship situationship with who I believe is my soulmate for 10 years. We are not together. We have a physical relationship maybe once a week when he's available, when it's good for his schedule.
And you mean current?
Yeah. Okay. And he's not with seeing anyone. I am seeing people because I'm not going to sit around and wait for him.
Right.
And the relationship goes a lot deeper than that, obviously. But
of course,
if he wanted to be with me, he would be with me. We are the same age as Bigsby, and it's clearly not going anywhere. But I'm still sitting here kind of in limbo in my brain.
Waiting.
And I know it's never going to happen.
And I don't mean to offend him. Please don't take this any wrong way. You're kind of Bigsby right now going, well, dang. I mean, and you're Bigsby if she decides to wait it out, see what happens,
exactly.
But then also do her. I don't think that's a bad thing. You don't sound like you're regretting any of your decisions. It's just saying being conscious in the decisions you're making, right?
Yeah. And the thing about it is, though, like, I'm very similar to her. Exactly. Like, he's the one that put it out there. He doesn't want to be with me, but that hurts. And I'm sure that's hurting her.
100%.
And
right.
So like, my advice to her would be like, sure, continue what you need to do, but make sure your heart is safe and you're not feeling like upset and sick, because I do feel that a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
hitting a lot of points this morning. And she needs to move on, though. I really think she needs to move on. And like Michelle said, maybe he'll come back around. I don't think my guy's going to come back around,
but she needs
to move on if she wants to be happy. There's too much. Life is too short to just sit around and wait for somebody.
It's kind of like
this. I
need
to take my own advice.
Felicia, yes. And it's kind of like this. You can keep your fingers crossed doesn't mean you have to stand still.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. You know, don't stand still, but you know, you could go about your life and just always wonder. And maybe that wonder comes to fruition and maybe it doesn't, but at least you didn't stop living. Felicia, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you opening up and just making this such a real topic, because it's like, man, I'm going through this. Bigsby, stop it.
For 10 years. Don't do it for 10 years.
Bigsby, are you listening?
Yeah.
Hopefully you are. Felicia, thank you. We appreciate your call. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. I think we got some great advice going. Next up, I'm already knowing they're going to give some great advice. We got Rainey in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rainey.
Hi.
How we doing today?
I'm good. I got Will here, too, with me.
Oh, we got Will. We got a double-up situation. We got a Will and Rainey situation. We got the homies on the line. All right. So what do you guys both say to help Bigsby out? I mean, the soulmate situation, wants to stay, doesn't know. The guy saying he's emotionally unavailable, but already kind of putting her in a place in his heart. Are you guys calling cap? Do you guys think this is just game? Is this maybe a real situation and she should wait? Where are you guys at?
I say completely red light. Like, they can be friends, but if he's not ready for something, then the physical part of it, it's got to stop, because he's not going to think of her for a relationship when he is ready because of it.
Oh, he's already going to be, he's going to be locked into what they've already been doing and get used to it and go, why do we got to change anything?
Yeah. And I think deep down she knows that it's not something she wants to do. Otherwise she wouldn't be questioning it so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think for her mental health and for her happiness, like, they can still be friends, but they can't continue. Because it sounds like she really wants a relationship, and she should not be doing the physical part if he's not there. And
I mean, then
it's just going to do more damage. If they're really soulmates, then when he is ready, then they will get together.
No matter what they're doing,
be a couple.
Well, then devil's advocate. advocate here in the situation. Why do they even need to be friends? Maybe they just need to cut all communication and just let each other figure their lives out. If they are soulmates, something's going to bring them back together.
Could be, yeah. Oof. I mean, I think definitely she is going to do more damage to herself and just get hurt even worse if she continues just being physical with him.
You could say it again, but I don't think we got the time to re-explain it to Bigsby so much. Bigsby, I hope you were listening, please, and thank you. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. I know some of y'all got caught off guard. Make sure that salt's ready, them shovels is ready. If you haven't looked outside, thank you for listening on the Odyssey app, because that clearly means you're not in your car. Appreciate you. But yeah, be ready for it. Listen, the weather's all right, but something that's going to make it a whole lot better, Charlie Barron's tickets. March 29th at the Riverside Theater, the good old-fashioned tour. He's coming home. Good old boy. Well, that sounded wrong. You know what I meant. Charlie Barron's, he's a homegrown local boy, and he's bringing that tour home. You going to get them pair of tickets. Well, hopefully you. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, we got to get to Am I the Jerk? And today's Am I the Jerk, it involves a listener that wants to know if they're the jerk for going to get their package from the house next door. Sounds simple, but it's not. It gets complicated, and we're going to discuss it coming up next. Don't move.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's about to get interesting, and that is to say the absolute least. Jackie wrote in and asked if she's the jerk for going to get her package from her neighbor. Now, sentence easy. Context not. Jackie said this: I got a notification that the package I had been waiting for was delivered, which was a little odd because I originally specified it had to be signed for. The thing is, I didn't just want it left to chance, it getting left outside or possibly lost. It was a gift for the holidays. Honestly, I assumed that the delivery driver had just signed for it himself and left it outside again. But when I went out to go check for my package at my door, no package. I looked at my delivery confirmation and it showed that it had been delivered to my neighbor, not me. So I go back out to get my package from my neighbor's door, but there's still no package. I knock and there's no answer. I come back about an hour later, knock again, still no answer. Mind you, I know they're home because I can see their car in the driveway. After about another hour, I had had enough. I went back across to their door and began to knock and ring on the doorbell, this time not leaving until they came to the door and gave me my package. They apologized, said they didn't realize they had got my delivery by mistake. That I didn't really care about. What annoyed me was that I had to repeatedly knock to the point of being annoying to get my stuff. My fiance says it was a jerk move to knock repeatedly until they answered instead of being patient for them to realize and bring it over after I told him when he came home. Jackie says, I obviously disagree. So we want to settle this moral dilemma. Help us out. Thanks, Jackie. Well, Jackie. All right. So you didn't execute the level of patience that your partner was probably hoping for. You didn't execute the level of patience that I know your neighbor was probably hoping for. There's so much unknown here, right? We don't know what the neighbor was doing. Maybe their doorbell is broken. Maybe they were in the area of the house that they can't hear when somebody knocks. Maybe they were asleep. Maybe they were busy. They could have been working, right? And in my brain, initially, I'm leaning towards jerk. But on the same, it's your package. You knocked once, no answer. You came back again, no answer. You kind of came to the door three times. That rule of three is strong with me. So on that third time, I also might have gone a little overboard and maybe been like, hey, I need that package. Especially if you that's the last thing you're waiting to wrap up. You said it was a gift. I see why you didn't execute the level of patience that probably probably everybody is thinking you should have executed. It's your package. And how often do things get lost? Do things get messed up? Do things get just whatever? And then you're mad. And if, I mean, it's not about the money, but that's money spent and money wasted at the same time. Oh, goodness gracious. This is a moral dilemma. You can always send those moral dilemmas. Don't forget to amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Submit yours. Right now, we're trying to help. Jackie says she repeatedly knocked on the door to get the package from her neighbor. She wasn't annoyed that it got delivered to her neighbor. That's whatever. What annoyed her was that she had to repeatedly knock. She made it seem like the neighbor was trying to keep the package, and I don't know if that was the case. They said they apologized. They didn't know it was coming to them, and they probably get packages all the time. I'm torn. You know what? I'm leaning towards jerk. I am leaning towards jerk just because none of this matters enough for you to have gone out of your way. Now, I don't know what was in the box. Maybe it was time sensitive and you needed it. You know what? I don't actually have to decide this. I'm leaning one way, but that doesn't mean you lean the same way. Let's lean on our own. We can call. We can text. 414-533-1037. Is Jackie the jerk for going to get the package from her from the house next door? It got delivered to the wrong house, and she knocked until they finally came outside and gave her the package. She doesn't feel like she should have had to knock that much because they were home. Is she the jerk for being the annoying neighbor and knocking until they finally came to the door and gave her her package? 414-533-1037. We're going to get through this moral dilemma next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's just wow. I think it's tough, personally, just because it is a moral dilemma. You know, a lack of patience, if you will. Jackie wrote in and said, am I the jerk for going to get my package from the house next door? She said she got a notification, said the package was delivered. She wanted it signed. It said it had been signed for, but it wasn't at her door. It wasn't at her house. It said it got delivered to the neighbors. She went to the neighbors once, no answer. Twice, no answer. On the third time she went to the neighbors, she did not stop knocking, ringing, whatever, until they heard her and gave her her package. She stood on business. Basically, it's just, I don't know if it was the right business to stand on personally. I'm leaning towards jerk. I am. It's just, it doesn't matter that much. But I don't get to decide none of this. Y'all do. This is why it's Am I the Jerk? And you guys love this segment. So let's just jump right into it. First up, we got Susanna calling in Franklin. Says she's trying to get her theme song. She got in last week. We just going to restart you. Today is the start of day one. Susanna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, talk to us. Help Jackie out. Do you think she's the jerk or not the jerk for going to get her package next door?
I would say she's not the jerk. I feel like that's on the neighbors. Like, how do you receive a package and look at the name and realize it's not yours?
What if you didn't look at the name? What if you just, they knocked or the delivery driver did sign for it? We don't know who signed. I'm thinking delivery driver did sign. Boom, boom, boom. Not gave them the package, whatever. And then the neighbor went inside, put it down, and kept about their day. Didn't think about it. Didn't worry about it. Went, oh, one of the many packages I'm probably getting and receiving right now around the holidays, right? And then now you got an impatient neighbor banging on your door, and you're going, what is going on right now? Whoa. I was trying to take a shower, bro. Whoa. Yeah, I take 3-hour showers.
Yeah. 3 hours is a little extreme. I'm still saying not the jerk. I feel like personally who gets packages all the time like I do.
Yeah.
My boyfriend yells at me all the time because Amazon's coming like every single day.
They know you. But, you're familiar?
Yeah. But I mean, I check the name all the time because I get random packages too and I just go and drop it off where it belongs. I feel like that's the right thing to do. I don't know.
I hear you.
I feel like you should always check before getting random packages, especially if you have to sign for it. That means something valuable is in it.
Right. Yeah, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. Okay, sure. Susanna, so you kick it off and you say, no, not the jerk. She wanted to get her package. That's all.
Correct. Yep.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Whew. Oh, all right. Let's keep it pushing. Next up on the line, we got Alejandro calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Alejandro. How we doing, my guy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Chilling, G. We're trying to figure it out. Is Jackie the jerk for knocking repeatedly, being that annoying neighbor for the after three times knocking? Like, I'd be annoyed if I was her neighbor, straight up. But I don't get to answer. You do. What do you say? Jerk or not the jerk?
Jackie is not the jerk.
Because
at the end of the day, it is her package. And even though she went back 2-3 times, I don't feel like they were that busy to where nobody could have answered the door. Because they could have been doing something, but there could have been anybody else in the house. You feel me? So I don't think I don't think, you know, I mean, and they did apologize, so you give them that one, but I don't feel like she's the jerk.
Right. Okay, so you're saying, like, we don't know the structure of the house. There could have been five other people home, and somebody could have got the door. For all we know, right. It's not just one person.
Right.
There is layers. You got to think about it like that. Okay, Alejandro, yep. I see where you're coming from. Appreciate it. You say not the jerk, too.
I do.
All right. We're going to keep it pushing, see if it ends up being a sweep today. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Later. Two for two. I mean, if you count mine, we're technically, you know, one for two, but last deciding factor. And then, you know what? Maybe we'll see if anybody on the line says jerk. But first, I want to get to this person right here. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk to Brittany. Good morning, Brittany. How we doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. So you said you got some personal experience with this?
A couple, but I won't, like, tell you all of them. Three, to be specific. I was pregnant with my daughter, and my downstairs neighbor at the time took my whole package that was shipped with baby clothes to me and kept it for months until I pulled in one day and I saw my package in the garbage.
What?
I was like, are you kidding me? So I actually did go downstairs and bang on the door until they opened it and demanded answers.
Months? Months.
Months later.
I mean, the baby clothes don't fit no more. It's been months.
No, they barely, yeah, it was a gift from my aunt. It was so sad.
Oh, that's bad.
And then last year, my next door neighbor, they moved and they had a wine subscription to this wine place in town.
Yum, yeah.
And we were friends, so they messaged me and was like, hey, the next door neighbor, it shows they signed for our wine box, but they haven't contacted us about it at all or anything. Can you go next door and see if they have it?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
They did. And it was open, yes. I bet.
And they didn't plan on giving it to the right person. So,
I mean, well, they were planning on keeping that. You kidding me? You get a delivery of wine? Oh,
it was brought to my house, so it's mine.
Right.
I don't know, that's wrong.
Not my mistake, not my problem. You either got to come get it or it's my property now.
Yeah. I'm showing up at your house and I'm asking for my stuff.
So you sweep, brought the broom, says no, she's not the jerk. That is her property.
Absolutely. Now you can do it in a nice way.
Right, right. And I don't think she went over there crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, right. They apologized, whatever. She was just more saying, I'm annoyed that I had to do that so much. I shouldn't have had to do that. And I guess I see where she's coming from.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Brittany, appreciate it. Honestly, with your points, it's hard for me to disagree. Today, Jackie's not the jerk. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, DZ.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Well, that works that out. Now, let's work out the next thing we got to work out, and that's these Charlie Barron's tickets. It's that time for you to call, right? Meow. Yes, meow. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see Charlie Barron's at the Riverside Theater March 29th. Caller 30, I'm looking for you. 414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Somebody is walking away, running away, driving away, whatever it may be away, but you're getting these Charlie Barron's tickets. Riverside Theater, the good old-fashioned tour, March 29th. A pair of tickets coming to somebody right now. I mean, let's see who's on the line. Carly, is this you?
Yep.
Good morning. So you said you were trying to win these Charlie Barron's tickets?
Yes, sir.
And you said, oh, yes, sir. The formalities even said, I asked, I was like, were you calling for Charlie Barron's tickets? She said, oh, yes, please. I was like, oh, look at you with the niceness. We were raised the right way, and just because of that, because you said please, we're sending you to go see Charlie Barron's.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, have you been able to see Charlie Barron's live before?
No, I haven't, but my husband loves him, so I was trying to win him for him.
Ooh, look at you trying and succeeded. Now, I don't even need to ask who you're going with because it's a date night.
Yep.
All right. Well, hold on. I got to get a little bit more information from you to get you these tickets, but you are our winner. March 29th, Riverside Theater. Don't plan nothing because you're busy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hold on. You could have been like Carly. You could have been like Carly, but you just didn't have the rhythm. Maybe tomorrow, another chance, same time, same place. KISS FM, you know who it is.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ooh-wee. See, a lot of people felt like there was too good to be true. And a lot of people just felt like there was no way it was true. And maybe y'all were right. So a few days ago, Lil Nas X, if y'all follow him at all, y'all saw that he posted that he seemingly had been accepted to Liberty University. Yeah. And if you don't know what Liberty University is, Liberty University is a Christian faith-based private school. He posted an acceptance letter, and it says, "Dear Montero Hill," addressed him by his full legal name. It says, "Congratulations, you've been officially accepted to Liberty University for the fall 2024 with dual concentration in Christian leadership and biblical studies," right? And signed by everything by Jerry Falwell, the president. Didn't take too long for the internet to do some Googles, do some research, and come to the conclusion that this was cap. They said, nah, Lil Nas X. He had claimed that he was going and posted the picture of the screenshot of his acceptance, quote unquote, and he captioned it this: "I know some of y'all hate me right now, but I want y'all to know I'm literally about to go to college for biblical studies in the fall. Not everything is a troll. Anyway, I'm a student again. Let's go." Well, he was trolling, because he's not a student. Matter of fact, somebody, a representative, a spokesperson, if you will, from Liberty University out here came up and said, "We can definitely confirm that Liberty University did not issue Mr. Hill an acceptance letter, not the one he posted yesterday on social media or any other. We have no record of Montero Hill even applying to the university. Liberty University exists to glorify God by equipping men and women in higher education in fidelity to the Christian faith expressed through the Holy Scriptures." He said, "We continue to pray for America and for the gospel of JC, Jesus Christ, to be proclaimed across the land. We welcome all to apply to join us at Liberty University," saying, hey, he didn't make it in. He didn't actually apply. But if he actually wants to, capity to cap, he can go ahead and apply still if he really want to be about that life. But it's seeming to be a lie, y'all. Everybody kind of fell for it, too. And it's because he's dropping a new music video for new music that he's releasing Friday. He dropped snippets. Some of y'all seen the J. Christ music video teaser. He said the video drops Friday, shows a bunch of different edits. My best guess is that my man's is out here just doing marketing and doing marketing the best way possible, and that's through craziness. Y'all really thought this man was about to go to college after all the success he's had, let alone a biblical college after all of the success he's had with... Do I got to explain myself any further? Come on, G. Don't play with him. And don't play with me. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. We are live from the Ali and DZ studios up in here. And y'all, it's been a year. It has been an entire year. And no, I'm not talking about me and Ali being on air together. That anniversary came and went. What I'm talking about is this year of something I've been doing. And I got to be honest, I'm kind of proud of myself, but also disappointed at the same time. I don't know how that's possible, because I feel like my level of commitment to this was great, but the outcome that it produced was meh. So I just don't know what to do with it now. I'm sitting here with this thing, and I need some help. So coming up next, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I need your help deciding what to do with this. I've been painstakingly going through it, and now it's a year past the moment I started and said I was going to do something with it. I just don't know what to do with it. So coming up next, I'm going to tell you what it is. Matter of fact, we just going to count it out together. You might have just got a clue as to what. If you don't know, I'll tell you next. It's KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Now, I teased it real quick. Just, you know, quick holler about what I was talking about. And I don't know what to do with it. I'm at a loss, because it's definitely a come up. Like, no matter what, how this shapes out, it is a come up. So what am I talking about? Now, y'all know I've started, you know, collecting something. A year ago, when I first came back onto this show with Ali to do mornings, we started talking, and I went, man, finding change on the ground, finding money. Started talking about finding funds. And then I went, man, I wonder how much money you could collect, like not your money. Because people drop money all the time, whether it's coins or leave change or a penny falls out, and a penny saved is a penny earned, right? So I started to save pennies, but with one stipulation. I'm not saving, or I hadn't been saving, any change from money spent. Only money that I find. Not my dollars, somebody else's coins. If you drop a quarter on the ground and you don't pick it up, guess who will? I will. Who got two thumbs and was trying to collect as much change that wasn't him as possible? This guy. So I went through, and I'm sure I missed probably a couple dollars on the ground not paying attention. But when I was conscious, I would pick up everything. Penny, didn't care. If it was dirty, I cleaned it. A quarter, for sure. sure. But everything change-wise that I found on the ground, I was looking for money that wasn't mine. And I went throughout the year and I told Allie, I'm going to see what to do with this. I'm going to collect up this change, see how much money I get, and then we'll discuss. The time has come. It's a year since I started collecting somebody else's change, anybody else's change, really. And now I've totaled it out and it's lackluster. I'm not even going to sit here and make y'all wait for me to count this change out to you guys. I'm going to tell you just the total. I collected in one calendar year $5.65 of not my money. What I mean by that, $5.65 that I collected in this cup over the last year is money that I found on the ground, is money that just came out of a different change jar that was like, oh, somebody left their change last time. That's free change now. My change. I didn't spend any of this money. So this $5.65 is technically all surplus. So let me go ahead and put my coins in my piggy bank because I'm rich. But so with this newfound richness, I am torn. I don't know what I should do with this money. It's $5.65. I'm not going to laugh at it. Obviously, it's $5. But come on now. As a kid, I'd love to get $5 out of nowhere. But I was talking about donating it. I was talking about going and doing something, buying something for the station. Now I don't know what to do. I feel like, do I just keep collecting it, add it up, and add it to next year's total? I don't know. I want to open it up. If you got a suggestion, if you going, oh, I know exactly what to do with that $5.65, go ahead and call 414-533-1037. I will take any and all suggestions on what to do with my newfound riches. Next. Y'all are funny, man. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Oh, I don't even know where to start with y'all. Y'all, I don't know if y'all taking me seriously. Because I asked, what do I do with my newfound riches? I've collected $5.65 throughout the year of not my money. What I mean is change that I found on the ground, change that it has been left at the store. Any change, any money, could be dollars. I just haven't found any actual bills this year. But any money that wasn't mine, I picked it up, I collected it, and I amounted $5.65. Sure, I might have missed a quarter or two here and there, but I wasn't paying attention. If I saw it, I picked it up. I didn't care where I was or who saw me, who thought what. I was on a mission, and $5.65 was clearly the outcome of that mission. But I asked what to do with it, and you guys are goofy. 414-533-1037 is the number. A couple of texts say, one in particular went, buy a scratch-off. You at least have the chance to double your monies. And they're not wrong. I mean, at least have the chance to either make my money back or double it. But let's get to the phones. We got somebody on day three trucking towards that theme song. Miko, Papa, good morning.
Good morning, Papito. How are we?
Hey, I'm $5.65 richer, my G. What should I do with this money?
This is going to sound crazy, and this is going to sound, you know, whatever, but there's a little app out there called Acorn.
Oh, yeah. It's like an investment app, right?
Exactly.
Huh.
Stick the money in there. And every single time, $5 here, $10 there, you know, in a matter of, let's say, 5 years, you may have $25, $30. Or because if it's in there, that little $25, $30 might become $45, $50. So it's not money you had, not money you know about. Just let it sit there and do its thing.
Right. And honestly, just kind of keep doing what I'm doing, but put it into an investment rather than just collecting change, and then take the change and just keep investing it. Oh.
Yeah, and it sounds stupid, but, you know, somebody's got like two little babies. And, you know, in 30 years, those two little babies, that money, you know, it might be a grand.
That adds up, though. Listen, so it'll come in handy for something. I know that's right. Okay, Miko, powerful suggestion. I appreciate it, man. And congratulations. Day three, we're going to holler at you tomorrow for day four, all right?
Absolutely, bud. Talk to you later.
Later, brother. Later. Peace. Ooh, invested. That's a good one. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. Let's see what else, what other suggestions we got. This one, a ball of fire. You know who they are. They called 5 days in a row. Miko's day three. Amanda's on like day 300, maybe more. She's got her theme song. It's Amanda and Receive. Good morning, Amanda.
Right, it's like day 500, it feels like.
5,000, maybe.
How many times I call in?
Nah, you are one of the coveted regulars. You got your own theme song. Yeah. You earned it. So you call when you want, as long as you can get in. But right now, you got in and you get to decide, or help me decide, what to do with this money. I got riches. I'm flush for cash right now.
You have to
actually did pretty good, by the way. That's got to be hard to find, like, pennies and get $5. So kudos to you, first of all.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Gas me up. All right, but now, what do you think I should do with it?
So I was going to say get that McDonald's adult Happy Meal, but I don't think you can afford it, unfortunately. You might have to go with the kids one.
I got to get the kid. And even that, who knows if I can afford that one. Goodness.
Right, exactly. So, you might have to go find some more change.
I might got to collect for another year for that. I don't know if I'm that rich, Amanda.
Right. See,
you're saying buy a snack, really.
Yeah, just buy a meal.
Buy something to eat. Enjoy it.
Treat yourself out.
Treat myself with somebody else's money. I like that.
Exactly.
I like that, Amanda. All right, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. He said, you might not be able to afford the adult kids meal, but you can get the kids meal. Maybe? I don't know. Maybe, just maybe. But maybe somebody else got a suggestion on what else to do. Let's keep it moving. We got Ashley calling from Kenosha. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How you doing? What should I do with this money? Good. And don't say give it to you because I'm broke. I need it.
Ooh, that's a good idea. No, I'm going to say go to like a Five Below store, and they always have like little crafts, like you can like paint rocks, or you can paint like, I don't know, little window cling things, like make some crafts with your kids and give them out to like family members or bring them to like a nursing home or something. I don't know. Just spread the love.
Spread the love. Ashley, you had me at Five Below. Honestly, I got Five Above, so I got more than $5. I could walk into that store and cash out.
Yes, you gotta think of tax.
Well, that's what the 65 cents is for. Yes, that better cover exactly. The tax. If 65 cents don't cover it, I can't buy it. I can't afford it.
Exactly, yes.
I like it. Ashley said, go to Five Below and keep spreading the love. I enjoy your suggestion. Appreciate your call, Ashley.
Thank you. Yeah, and today is day two.
Is it day two for me?
Oh. Well, I called on Monday. I couldn't get through on Tuesday and or Wednesday. So today's Thursday, so let's say that doesn't count.
It doesn't count. We're back to day one. But you know what? You get an honorary 1.5. Tomorrow's day two. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, Ashley. All right. Cool. And then I thought I had talked to this last person a couple times, but they straight called Cap and said, "Nope, this is my first time calling." So they definitely ain't on day nothing. It's day one. Rita, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, you hear me talking. I am rich. I am arguably a rich man. $5.65 of not my money. I consider that a win, but I'm torn as to what to do with it. You got an idea for me?
It is a win. First of all, you should see if you have any old coins in there or some coins that's worth some money, because you know they've been coming up. And they have these 1969 quarters, these pennies that's worth a lot of money. So I would look and see if they're old coins so you can cash in that way.
Ooh.
Another way is you just have that brand new baby boy.
True.
So save it.
So you think maybe just put it in a little piggy bank for the youngins?
Yes.
But first,
unless you find some old coins that you can get some money on.
I like that. I hadn't thought about that. Let me retake this change out. Hold on, Rita. You just re-inspired me. I might be more than $5.65 richer, okay?
Right.
Appreciate that suggestion.
Gotta look at the date.
I gotta recount my change, Rita. I gotta let you go. Appreciate you. Hopefully we talk to you tomorrow, maybe for day two, okay?
All right, thank you.
Let's get everybody a theme song. In the meantime, let me go ahead and count my millions.